As we celebrate 10 years of the Central Emergency Response Fund, the CERF, that 10 years of experience has proven that it has been both successful in achieving those very results that it is intended to do, and moreover, that is now the opportunity for us to think forwards. What is the best way of investing behind saving lives and protecting civilians?
The level of suffering has never been greater, arguably. And the level of funding is falling behind. What do we do about it?
I have to say, unfortunately, it's not arguably. It is now absolutely clear that we have never seen more human suffering than we do at the moment. A lot of it is coming out of conflict, which is a man-made crisis, as well as all the natural disasters which befall the world, as we know. And the clear opportunity for us to intensify and to broaden the donor base, using generous donor funds to make the resources available, to allocate quickly for these emergencies, for these crises, to save lives and to protect civilians. This is all about people. And what we really want to do is to make sure that we have the very best tools available as a world, and to increase those behind which we can be confident because of their successful track record.
Have you got the pledges that you need today?
We are in the middle of the pledging round, and so far I'm very encouraged by the continuing levels of commitment and increases, also the speed with which these allocations are being made in terms of cash, which is ultimately what we need, and also the multi-year approach so that we can have a greater predictability of the funding.
Now, there's a World Humanitarian Summit in May. Just describe the importance of that as an extra tool, if you like, in your humanitarian funding toolbox.
For the first time ever, and with the greatest of possible opportunities, on the 23rd and 24th of May in Istanbul next year, the world will gather under the leadership of the Secretary General of the United Nations, who has led a multi-stakeholder process to bring all the people who contribute so bravely and so consistently and with commitment to the life-saving and protection agenda, which we all want to sign up to as the best of our humanity to our fellow men and women. And this will be not only to make sure that we understand how we can do that even better and more efficiently, and to try and match the level of commitment and resources to the needs which are ever growing out there. And there's no doubt, I am very hopeful that we'll have a gathering not only of world leaders, but of all the people who are affected by crisis, by new and younger generations who are looking to be inspired by the opportunity to contribute to the best of our humanity, to our fellow men and women. And we need the concrete tools to do that with. The World Humanitarian Summit is a real opportunity for member states and the other partners in delivering humanitarian aid to bring their concrete approaches to how we get this done. We do need to do this for the 21st century.
It's 5 months away. I mean, how can member states best prepare now and best contribute now to these ongoing crises, these intractable crises such as Syria?
Member states have already been very engaged, and we're deeply grateful to the enormous amount of energy and initiatives which so many have been making, and many, many more are coming forward as they see the diary approaching for the summit. There's now a real opportunity for member states to consider what, in addition to their heads of government, heads of state coming to Istanbul and joining in this very important reaffirmation, re-inspiration of being able to deliver our humanity to our fellow men and women in crisis, particularly in being the first opportunity following the worldwide commitment for the Sustainable Development Goals and the 2030 Agenda. This is how 2016 can be the first year of implementing, delivering the impact, delivering the enormously important international public goods of life-saving and protection that builds on letting us all deliver of our best for development over time for everybody in the world. So leave nobody behind, and making sure that we are doing the right thing.
After a year of relative despair, I suppose, on many fronts, are you confident that the international community is going to respond to the ongoing crisis?
I'm being given every possible indication that we have every right to be confident that we are going to have a summit which people will not only remember well, but actually will want to have been there, will want to have said, I was there, this is what we came to a clear commitment to doing, it's how we're going to be able to do it even better, at even greater scale, with an even broader base of commitment, in order to be able to all, as global citizens, reach the most vulnerable and those in need at times of crisis, in emergencies, but also at the same time give them the dignity and the hope of being able to build back better and to have the development and the economic and social opportunities, as well as political engagement, that they want, as well as we would want right around the world.